Brendan Teeling on the line. Brendan is the assistant librarian with Dublin City Libraries. Is that right, Brendan?
Deputy City Librarian, pal. That's right. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Okay, now the Dublin Festival of History is taking place shortly. Tell us about it. What's it all about?
Well, with I'm sure you know, and your listeners know, there's a great interest in history in Ireland and Dublin. You know, you see it in the popularity of television programmes, and even ourselves in the libraries, we notice that there's a huge interest in the borrowing of history books. We issued 70,000 history books last year. So looking at how we might promote this, and then the gathering came along, we decided we'd look for a little bit of money to put together this Festival of History. And it's important to know it's called the Dublin Festival of History because it's not just about the history of the city, it's about history in general. And we put together a great lineup. So we have people coming from abroad, we have people coming from Ireland, and we have events running in Dublin Castle, but also in all of our branch libraries around the city.
Yeah. It's to coincide with the gathering to some extent, is it?
To some extent. I mean, I think the gathering allowed us to get a little bit of extra money, you know, to put to running the festival.
Yeah.
So that was a great help.
Okay. Can I just talk about some of the programme highlights? It's not starting until Thursday the 26th, I think. Is that right? Is there none of the events have begun yet?
Starts on Thursday, and the first event is a session on the Magdalen Laundries with Sister Margaret McCurtain, who's, as well as being a nun, she's a renowned historian. And that's, she'll be talking to Dermot Ferriter. And then later on Thursday evening, we have Roy Hattersley, the former Labour Party politician from the United Kingdom, who's also a well-established author, and he'll be interviewed by John Bowman.
Yeah.
And then we have several really big names, I suppose, in the world of history. Simon Sharma, whose programme about the history of the Jews is on BBC television at the moment. He'll be on Saturday, and unfortunately that's booked out. Such is the popularity of it.
We also have
Yung Chang, the Chinese author, Chinese American author, on Sunday. So there's lots for people to go to.
Yeah. I also noticed that they're all free, aren't they? Except for there's one here on Brendan, writing historical fiction. It's a workshop with Catherine McMahon on Saturday, the 28th of September. And there's a course fee of €25 for that one.
That's the only one that's a fee for. In fact, that's booked out as well. But I mean, that's the only one that there's a charge for. Everything else is free. That's right. Yeah, well, you do need to book because obviously we need to manage the numbers. But once people can go online, they book online and print off a ticket. And once they have the ticket with it, they'll get into their events. Now, you don't need to book for most of the sessions that are on in our local libraries. No booking is necessary. But they're all, the full details are given on the website and in brochures that are available from each branch library.
Okay. I'm looking at this press release, Brendan. There's a competition. Is this a competition? It says, whose life would make for an epic historical novel? Tell us in 140 characters or less.
Yes, we ran that competition for a free place at the Historical Writing Workshop. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I'm not sure where that is at the moment, but we were running that competition for a free place. We also have, of its nature of being a workshop, we had to limit the numbers to that. There's only 25 places on it, but we have plenty of places on all of the other events.
Yeah, yeah. And has the competition ended? It has.
You know what? Right now, but I don't know, because somebody else was running it, another colleague. So I'll have to check that one out.
Okay, but generally, there's a huge interest in the whole festival thing, is there, really?
Oh, yes, there is, yes. We just looking this morning at the bookings, and we have almost 4,500 tickets booked already for the festival. So we're really delighted with the level of interest from the public. It's fantastic. And as I say, there's still plenty of spaces left at most of the sessions, and people can go to our website, which is dublinfestivalofhistory.ie.
Yeah,
and they get full details there.
I've booked one myself, Brendan. The talk
really?
on writing historical fiction, one with Catherine. There's another one with her and two other authors, I believe.
That's right. There's sort of like a panel session.
That's right.
That should be good. Yeah.
Just remind me.
And some of the other ones you're.
Sorry, just remind us. Just remind us of the date of that one.
Sure, yeah.
The panel one.
my piece of paper is just covered up. Don't worry. No, that one is on Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. and it features Catherine McMahon, Robert Goddard, and Tim Severin. And the moderator of that is Sean Rocks from RTE. So
is that this coming Saturday?
Should be good. That's just come next Saturday, yeah.
Okay, that's great. I'm looking forward to doing that one. Okay, so anyway, look, it's so far it's shaping up to be a huge success, and it'll be back next year as well. I hope, and if it's going to be a success,
well, I think so. Yeah, I mean, the success so far suggests that we will run it again, the city council is sort of committed to providing plenty of opportunities for people to celebrate the history of the city, and we think this is a good way. This is one way of doing it, and we will have stuff in the program on the history of the city as well. Of course, next year will be the anniversary of the Battle of Clontarf.
That's right.
And also the beginning of the First World War. So we'll be featuring both of those in next year's festival.
Yeah, there'll be a big focus on the Battle of Clontarf, I'd imagine, will
there? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, well, we'll certainly be doing some stuff on it, definitely.
That's
yeah.
Excellent. I must talk to you about that at some stage, because I've written a four-part docudrama on the Battle of Clontarf, which was broadcast.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was broadcast on Near FM there last year, and it was funded by the Broadcast Authority of Ireland, which I was delighted to participate in.
Good.
Maybe we could do a few readings or something in the libraries.
But listen, that sounds interesting.
Brendan, tell me, why is there such a huge upsurge in history in Ireland at the moment? Has the recession got something to do with it, or what is it?
I'm not sure. I think, there's always been a strong interest in history. And I think what's happened is now that it's presented in such an accessible way, it's much more easy for people to get into it. You know, the quality of the books that have been published, the number of books being published, the quality of television programs that have been made, several radio programs devoted to history. I just think it's a matter of that. It's time, I suppose, It's just much more easier for people to get access to it. I think that's what it's about, really. Now, of course, history does tell us a bit about the past, about our current state. Some of us are interested in history for its own sake, but it also has a value in trying to help us understand how we got to where we are and in all sorts of issues.
Yeah.
That affects us at the moment. So maybe there is something in that.
Okay, maybe the advent of the internet too might have something to do with it too, because people want to find out something. They can just go on, Google it, and you'll get all the info you want. Okay, well, there's also a lot of interest in people doing genealogy courses in colleges and stuff like that, and so there is a huge upswing in interest.
That's right, and we ran a series of free genealogy days during July and August here in our Dublin City Library and Archive in Pear Street, and we had a huge take up of that. We had to add in extra people for the last two sessions to make sure we would deal with the demand.
Yeah.
There was a huge interest in family history, and that's helped an awful lot by the fact that we're digitising so much material now. It makes it much more easy for people to search, databases and that for the residents. So, the technology has certainly contributed greatly to the ease with which genealogy can be done. And we see the interest in genealogy is increasing all the time. There doesn't seem to be any less than that.
Okay, well, it's great to see that the libraries are being fully used by the people of the city, and long may it continue.
Well, that's it, and we welcome everybody in. You've a great library there in near Avails, catchment area of Coolock.
That's right, yeah.
Usher Rahini, Marino,
Dunamead.
Plenty of services there for the people in near FM's catchment area, and we're always delighted to hear from near FM. We've a great relationship with the station. So.
Great stuff. Glad to hear it, Brendan. Okay, we let you go, and we'll be talking to you again at some stage. Thanks a million. Thank you.
I hope you enjoy the historical fiction session.
Oh, I know I will. Thanks a lot, Brendan.
Great
Thank
stuff.
You. Bye. 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 Bye.